We bless God, for we realize that prayer is always in order.
Amen.
And I know we get lifted up and we tend to want to stay within the confines of the order of service. But we know God is able to do what he would have us to do.
Amen.
We want to remind you that Sister Janie Perry and her husband, too, were covered by that prayer also. He was in the hospital. He's just returned home, and we want to keep them in our prayers also. For our scripture, we invite your attention to the book of Job. Chapter 28, we like to read for your hearing, verses 2 and 3. Book of Job, 28th chapter, 2nd and 3rd verse. Job 28, verses 2 and 3. These words are recorded. Iron is taken out of the earth, and brass is molten out of the stone. He setteth an end to darkness and searches out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death.
Well,
read for your hearing from the book of Job, the 28th chapter, verses 2 and 3. May the Lord continue to bless us through his word. From these verses of scripture, we'd like to share with you from the subject, down but lifted up. Down but lifted up. Ever since the late 19th century, historians and intellectuals have offered various answers to the question, what is African American history? Some have seen it as an extension to American history. Some have stressed the influence of Africa on African American history. Still others have viewed African American history as vital to the black liberation and power. In the late 19th century, an Ohio lawyer and preacher by the name of George Washington Williams published the first serious work on our history in 1882. His work, The History of the Negro Race in America, from 1619 to 1880. It began with the arrival of the first slaves in the North American colonies and concentrated on the major events in American history that involved or affected people of color. Now, I am one who appreciate the work of Minister Williams and the opportunity to reflect upon where God has brought us from and to instruct the present and inform the future. So you see in our text, we find Job being very expressive in our text. Let's consider his words again from another version. Iron is taken out of the earth. Brass is molded out of the stone. He seeth an end to darkness and searches out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death. You see, Job made a connection and recognized that in the midst of his hardship and pain, that he could equate his experience to the most precious stones which are formed and shaped under the dirt or under the ground. Job went through some real hardships and pain during his life. He had made some headway towards solving the riddle of his life, namely that affliction is to him as the refining fire is to gold. Job began to compare his affliction to hitting rock bottom, if you will. That was about as low or as down as you could possibly feel.
My Lord.
Every now and then we can think about our forefathers and what they had to endure and to go through. And because of their endurance, we as people of color can achieve and live in a country where we can exercise our freedom. Think about those that came before us, those that paved the way for us and endured struggles and sorrows and heartaches and pains. Imagine what they must have felt, just like Job at times. They must have felt like they too had hit rock bottom. Well, over 200 years being viewed and treated by the masses of society as though they were lower than the earth. You see, we are people that can relate to the words of Job that iron is taken out of the earth and brass is molded out of the stone and God seeth an end to darkness and searches out all perfection. We are reminded that there are times that God must bring us down before he can bring us up.
Amen.
See, when we consider the saints of old, God had to bring them low before he could bring them up. You see, Job felt as though that he had lost it all before God restored him. Moses found himself on the backside of the Midian desert before becoming first pastor of God's people. Joseph thrown in a pit before saving God's people. Elijah running from Jezebel and saying, God, take my life, before a double portion of his anointing was passed on. Jeremiah weeping in a dungeon before restoration would come. And Paul knocked off his beast on the road to Damascus and stood up as a blind man before he would write more than half of the New Testament. There are great lessons to be learned when we find that we are at our lowest state. When we were at our lowest state, it was there that God was able to work with us and help us shed the things of this world that we can become truly dependent upon him. It was during the hardships of life that we learned how to lean and depend on the Lord. We no longer lean on our parents, our job, or even our education. And sometimes we don't have to lean on the wrong things like drug and alcohol, and some of the greatest hymns came from the time period when we seemed as though we were at our lowest state, had no rights in the land at all. It was there that we learned to lean on the Lord. It was there that we learned to shed the weight of this world. It was there that God allowed us to be stripped bare. It was there where we began to sing songs like, "Sooner we'll be done with the troubles of the world." It was there that we began to sing songs like, "Nobody knows the trouble I've seen." It was there when we began to sing songs like, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land." Yes. It was there that we began to sing songs like, "I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied my every groan." It was there that God began to prepare us for our journey forward. When we find ourselves at our lowest state, the devil will also be there to tempt and to talk to us. At our lowest state, the devil will talk and tell us to take matters into our own hands. Well, at our lowest state, the devil will tell you that violence is the answer. At our lowest state, God is also there, and he'll also speak to us. He will remind us that he did not bring us down to destroy us, but to perfect us. At our lowest state, God will tell us nonviolence is the path that we must take. At our lowest state, God will meet us in the midst of our prayer life. We see that at our lowest state, that even our vision will change. Yes, we begin to see our situation differently. Our perspective begins to change. Our physical sight does not change, but our spiritual sight does change. See, now we walk by faith and not by sight. We began to realize that we do not walk in the spirit realm. We began to see God's hand moving and walking all around us when we reached our lowest state. While we are down, we become more sensitive to the light of Christ. It was when we had no rights, viewed in lower state, that our spiritual vision changed. That's why the songwriter wrote the words, "Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night." And he said, "Jesus, the light of the world." Although we arrived in this country by ugly circumstances, it seemed dark for centuries. We as people of Keller are well aware that we were enslaved and what we were taken from. Some of us may not have realized that we were taken from highly developed black empires that existed in many parts of Africa, hundreds and even thousands of years ago, way before the onslaught of slavery exportation in the late 1500s, taken from a land where our forefathers were tribal kings and leaders. Most are even unaware that we had our own black Mecca in Oklahoma, in the city of Tulsa. It was once referred to as Black Wall Street before it was terrorized and burned to the ground. And just when it looked like we were at our lowest point, just when it seemed like we were down for the count, God said, "Now I will bring you up and restore you sevenfold." Just like Job, when he was restored, he was blessed with double honor. Just when his friend said, "Job, surely you've done something wrong," God then said, "Now I will bring you up and restore you. The sons that you lost, I will restore. The daughters that you lost, I will restore. The cattle that you lost, I'll restore them double. Your health that's been failing, I will restore. I can hear Job proclaiming, iron is taken out of the earth, and brass is molded out of the stone. He seeth an end to darkness and searches out all perfection. The stones of darkness and the shadow of death. He was down to be lifted up. I don't know about you, but maybe you can relate to that today. In spite of years of slavery, in spite of being viewed as less than human, a time when not even allowed to learn how to read, but at the appointed time, God said to us as a people, now is time to be lifted up. God has said, you've been down long enough. It's time for you to be lifted up. Well, preacher, how is it we can be lifted up? Isaiah has some thoughts on that. One will be down but lifted up, according to Isaiah. When he quoted the 53rd chapter, he said he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hear, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him smitten and stricken of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. It goes on to say, he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. You see how true it all was. This young man who became to be known as God's son, Jesus the Christ, also was down, but he was lifted up. Lifted up from the structure of a hill called Calvary. Lifted up from the pain and the suffering, from the nails in his hand and the spear in his side. Lifted up from the time of suffocation and death while hanging on the cross. Lifted up from the time he was placed in a borrowed tomb and allowed to lie there until early one Sunday morning, when he got up with all power in his hand. He was down, but he was lifted up. He got lifted up in order that you and I might have a right to the tree of life once again. Don't go around with your head hung down. You are somebody if you are in Christ. Does not make a difference if you don't have money in your pocket. Doesn't make a difference if you're not living in a 5-bedroom house. Does not make a difference if you're not driving a Lexus or a Mercedes or a Lamborghini or one of them luxury cars. The difference is in you is God's son, Jesus the Christ. Because you're never down as long as he is a part of you. You are lifted up. And we're going to be lifted higher when he comes back again for his church. Job was down, but he was lifted up. We were down, but as a people, we've been lifted up. As a spiritual being, we were down. But through Christ, we're lifted up, and we're going to go higher. into glory. Down, but lifted up. May God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.